His might, walk in His light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are His wonders and grand His ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice.
Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet softly man. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity, come, let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord.
Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what does the Bible say about dinosaurs? At the next congregational meeting, business meeting, is scheduled 2 weeks from today on Sunday, August 23rd, and we encourage you to attend that meeting. And it follows, the meeting follows the morning worship service directly. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, we will have the opportunity to meet Jose Avila and his family and also hear his report. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Also, there will be the monthly men's Bible study, which is Tuesday, August 11th, and it will be at the Kazanjian home. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 287, Like a River Glorious. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 288, Wonderful Peace.
Standing for prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, We come into the throne of grace and the spirit of our high priest, the Lord Jesus. And mentioning in our heart that beautiful Psalm 22, who says, "You that fear the Lord, fear him." And then the psalm said, "Glorify him and fear him, all you seed of Israel." And Father, how precious it is for us, all of us, to be called the seed of Israel, because we do have the faith of Abraham. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be planted in that beautiful tree of salvation, the beautiful nation of Israel. As a church body, we praise your name and glorify you, O God, and we want to focus on you on this month and on lessons from the book of Isaiah, that beautiful prophet who saw no fruit, who complained sometimes because he was tired, sick and tired of his speaking and nobody listening. But Father, how precious was your strength to him. And we pray for each one of us to have that kind of strength, so that when we talk to our family members, our beloved ones, our friends, we will never give up, but having a spirit of love and compassion. We thank you, Lord, for those members of our church. Many of them are in vacation. And we remember especially our Darlene, Laurel, and Victor, and their children who are away from us. And we pray you bless them and rebuild their life and give them a strength so that they can serve you and follow you. We thank you, Lord, for our wonderful missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rhodes, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Marta Foretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, and Jose and Diana Avila. And Father, we pray your blessings tonight, and we pray that your people will come and listen to our missionaries. We have 12 of them, and the reason we have them is we want them to preach the word everywhere, and the Avilas will come and show us their work in Costa Rica. And we have the responsibility to listen and to see and encourage these people with our presence. So I pray that you bless our congregation with the desire to come and listen to our wonderful missionary. We pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center here in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey. Daniel is in Ohio in another race today. And then for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for the World Mission, very soon being in Egypt, where they have an extension class over there. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share our life with these people. We pray, Lord, that as we open the airways of KKMC Radio, as we open the internet, the bbcmh.org internet, and as we put the CD ministry out, we pray that those people who listen be blessed. We thank you for their provision, for the people in New York and the people in Texas and New Jersey and Arizona, Southern California, Michigan, those who are listening and sending offerings to us to help us in the great work of presenting the word through radio and internet, which is costly. And we thank you for their effort, and we thank you for their sacrifice in these times of need to share with our church our ministry. Thank you, Lord. And now we're going to add more. We have internet emails from England, the people who are listening in England. And I thank you, Lord, for them. And we pray that as they listen, they will be blessed by thy divine word. We thank you, Lord, for the choir who continues to praise your name. We thank you, Father, for the reading of thy word. And we thank you, Lord, for your people who provide to support the ministry. Lord, we hear rumors of a new construction here in the area and a new expansion of the highway, and will affect part of our church. And Lord, we pray that this will be a blessing so that we can finally sell our property and settle in the new building a few blocks from here. So, Father, thank you that as we wait upon you, you're never late. You do things at the right time. And I thank you, Lord, for my board of directors who are willing to wait upon you. These are strong men to me. These are men who have encouraged my life for over 26 years in this place. People who have learned to wait upon the wisdom of God. And so I thank you, Lord, for each one of my board members who united said, we wait. And as I read in the paper the news, I said, Lord, you are so good. We have no enough word to say thank you, Lord, because when we wait upon you, you really answer. Now bless the giver and bless the offering as we praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 782. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 6. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 6. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have made yourself known to us through the scriptures by the illumination of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that by your grace we have come to trust our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and need not fear any enemy or any circumstance in this life, even death which he has conquered on our behalf. We thank you for such a great salvation and pray that any listening who do not know you may come to believe on his name and place themselves in his hands to enjoy true security, not the fleeting and false security offered by this world. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to explain the greatest news that only comes through following the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless all those listening on the radio and internet and the CDs, that our lives be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?